Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The Prime Minister has praised the efforts of everyone involved in the mammoth search effort to locate a tiny radioactive capsule. It was found yesterday about 2 metres off Great Northern Highway near Newman after falling from a truck last month. It's been secured safely overnight and will be transported to Perth later today. Meantime, Rio Tinto has vowed to learn from the situation. The mining giant's Simon Trott says they're cooperating with a high-level inquiry.
I would be happy to reimburse the cost of the search. Of course, that ultimately is a matter for the state government. There will be a full investigation. We'll fully cooperate.
Childcare workers are pushing for a 25% pay rise in the upcoming federal budget before demand increases when cheaper childcare subsidies kick in. The United Workers Union says staff are leaving the industry in droves due to low pay and high stress, and a wage increase would stem the exodus. There's growing support for a voice to Parliament in WA, similar to the proposed voice federally. A referendum will be held later this year on the Commonwealth version. Member for Mining and Pastoral Region Stephen Dawson says he's backing a state version.
Absolutely, but certainly I'm supportive of listening to Aboriginal people in Western Australia as to what kind of representative structures we should have in place going forward.
King Charles won't be replacing the Queen on our $5 note. The Reserve Bank has confirmed a new design is in the works, honouring the culture and history of first Australians. In sports, Scorchers bowler Matt Kelly is eyeing off a return for this weekend's Big Bash final. He's been on the sidelines after being hit in the face with a ball, but is in the mix to replace Lance Morris, who's on national duties.
I'm pretty much back to myself. Obviously, it was a very different week for me. Would have loved to be out there on the weekend, but just glad to see the boys got the job done, and hopefully I'll be ready to go this weekend.
The Scorchers will take on either the Sydney Sixers or the Brisbane Heat, who will battle it out in tonight's Challenger.